honor to our Rector's Council. I mean, without these guys, they support us in prayer and financially. They bless us and send us off. And just as a youth group, we stand up here today and say thank you. I wish you could see in these conferences what I see. Hundreds of thousands of young people worshiping the Lord, and it's not all hype. At one point, they turn out the music. Karen Wheaton said, don't play a note. And for 10 minutes, without any music at all, kids just worshiped the Lord. They cried out in their prayer language. They cried out and just used their voices and cried out to the Lord without any hype at all. And I just want to say thank you. These guys just want to say thank you to this church, to our leaders that just bless us and send us out. I mean, you just will never know all of the fruit that will be reaped from going to these kind of conferences. And we just want to say just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. This ramp experience for us was unlike any other. Usually we go and it's really good. It's always really good. And the kids get zapped. This is what I call it. Like, they're just like zapped and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then the next day we do it all over again. We have to hype back up. But this time they went expecting to encounter the presence of the Lord. And here's what was different. They recognized the presence of the Lord. The moment we stepped off the bus, they were like, it's right there. There's the presence of the Lord. We were an hour before service ever started, and they were sitting together, and they were praying, and the first song played, and they were just praying. And it happened every single time, y'all. We got at the conference lasted from 10 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. That's a long time. You get like 2 hour, hour and a half breaks. I mean, we haven't slept. I mean, they didn't even eat a whole lot. They were like, no, we don't care if we eat or not. Let's just get back. But they recognized the presence of the Lord, and they jumped in the river, and they just didn't hold it in. So we've been talking about, it, you know, experiencing the Lord and giving it away. And Friday, I sat next to a youth leader, because I kind of sat in the back where the chairs were, because I just can't do 10 hours on the ground like they can. And I was sitting next to this lady, this youth minister. She's been a youth pastor for 20 years. She was in her 50s. She had never been filled with the Holy Spirit, ever. No one in her youth group had ever been filled with the Holy Spirit. And I just started talking to her. She was asking me questions. And I was just talking to her about our youth group, about our kids, just about how they move in the prophetic. They've been filled with the Spirit over and over and over again, how they worship, how they crave to worship. And I was able to pray for that lady right there. She was filled with the Holy Spirit while we were waiting for the conference to start. The next day, last night, during worship, our kids, without being prompted by anybody, worship was going on. They did not say, turn around and pray for people. We were just worshiping. And our kids started praying for each other. And they looked and they saw this boy who just needed prayer. And I'm not going to tell the whole entire story because I want one of them to tell in just a moment. But y'all, they stopped for the one. They heard the voice of this church. They left that moment of worship, but took the moment with them and prayed for that little boy. And Abby's going to share what all the Lord did to set him free. And their youth leader came running to find me. And she said, I don't know what's going on with your youth, but I've never seen anything like it before. They stopped and prayed for him. I mean, it was just awesome. I'm walking back to my seat, and another lady just watched what was going on, and she said, I don't know what's going on with your youth, but I see fire all over them, and they're touching other people and praying for them while worship is going on. Fire starts spreading over the room. So come here, Abby, tell the story about y'all praying for that little boy.
And then when we were in here, I heard God say this boy doesn't have his prayer on him. And then Jonathan and Will got word that, you know, he had depression on him and he was having trouble with his parents. So me, Jonathan, and Will laid hands on him and started praying for him. And then he got knocked out of the Holy Spirit. And then the next day, you know, our whole entire youth group was around him. He had his hands in the air and he got his prayer on him.
They did that out of the prompting of the Holy Spirit from their own heart. They recognized the Lord. They didn't wait on a leader on the stage to say, go find somebody and pray. They just saw the boy and saw the need and prayed for him. I want you to raise your hand. I know on this trip, Caitlin and Jonathan got their prayer language. Raise your hand if the Lord added to your prayer language. Just raise your hand. I mean, it was just incredible. Raise your hand if you experienced some kind of healing on this trip. Yeah, raise it up high so they can see. Like, it was either physical in their emotions. Will's back has been out, he's been out of football for 2 weeks. Last night, the Lord completely healed him. He was, like, jumping up and down, running around, doing all kinds of stuff. The Lord did it. He's completely healed him. That was awesome. And the Lord just used these guys as leaders. And their story today, and not all of them are going to share, but some of them, are about the encounter with the Lord. They had an encounter with the Lord, and he set them free. So who wants to? All right, I'm going to give you the mic now. He can talk for an hour, we're going condensed
version,
pick and choose, Will.
Got
a whole
deal
close
okay,
now.
So, I mean, I got to the ramp, and, well, I felt like I was getting healed and stuff, but I believe, I got a prayer for my back a few times, and I felt like I got healed, and I left the ramp, and it was back to normal. And that happened probably 3 times, and then we got baptized in the creek again, and when I did that, you know, I felt like I was healed for the longest time, and then just came back. And then the last session came. It was unlike anything I've ever felt. Like, I've been to the winter ramp and stuff, but for me, my experience, it was better than that. It was just so powerful. And, I started praying for people, me and Jonathan, and it's not like, you know, we were just, you know, lightly praying for somebody. We were, like, screaming.
One of the questions Friday we were leaving, no, it was yesterday afternoon we were leaving, the days run together, and Abby said, we were on the van, she and Kinley said, how do you keep the fire going? Do you ever get scared that this feeling is going to go away? And I mean, y'all, what an awesome question from a 13 and 14 year old. Are you ever scared this fire is going to go away? And my answer was no. Because you know what? Every moment can be like the ramp. We can encounter Jesus in every single moment. And that's what they did. That's what they experienced, and that's what they're learning. That the fire doesn't have to die down and come back up every conference we go to. We have that fire, and we carry it every single day. All right, Jonathan, I know you want to share. Dick and Chief, share.
Just like the second session of Friday, which was like, he gave me bits and pieces of the vision probably in the first session, and then when we got baptized, as soon as I set foot in that water, the whole entire vision came to me. And it's like I was walking to John the Baptist to get baptized.
Amen.
And it was just the most powerful thing, and just an amazing encounter with God. And it was one of the highlights of the ramp for me.
Amen. And they They baptize people at the ramp who've never been baptized before, but then they also offer an invitation and say, if you've been baptized before, but there's just something on you that you're wanting to let go and give to the Lord. They just invited them to come in, and it was like a renewal of the Holy Spirit. And just about all our kids did, and it wasn't like they were rebaptized. They've already been baptized, but they just wanted the Lord to do a deeper work. There were things that they were ready to let go of, and they just went, y'all, they just went for it. Everything they could possibly do, I was just so proud of them. They went for it all. All right, Anna Reynolds wants to share.
I'm
going to
cry. And so at the end of the sermon, I was taking notes, and then I
And once I got baptized, I felt all of it breaking off of me. And I felt joy again like I never had it before.
Lord, they were casually worshiping the Lord. They were saying that and casual about their sin. They were tolerating little foxes to come in. They were tolerating their flesh. And the Lord just started speaking to me about places where I tolerated sin. Like things maybe I've watched on TV where I know the Lord said, turn the TV off and worship, but I watched TV anyway. Or when I was in the line at Walmart and the Lord said, you know, pray for the cashier, she needs prayer. But instead, I just like hurried out there because I don't like Walmart. You know, there are places where I tolerated my flesh. Yeah. And I let insecurity stop me from going to speak to someone. Or places where I've let fear stop me from going to do something. And the Lord said, You love me. You love me. But I'm asking for more. I'm asking for just a little bit. For you to change your posture, for you to change your worship from here of loving me, but tolerating yourself. Change from tolerating sin. Change from just tolerating little places of the flesh and lean in a little bit. Because as you lean in a little bit, your eyes focus on the Lord. And if your eyes, if you're leaned in, your eyes are focused on the Lord, well, one, He lifts you above your circumstance. He lifts you above that hard place you're in. You no longer see from ground level of the destruction that the enemy's trying to cause. You no longer see hurt feelings and places where people have done you wrong. If you lean in just a little bit and change your posture and focus your eyes on the Lord, you see from His view. And His view is totally different from our view. When we see things from the Lord's view, we see victory in the situation when we know it's coming. And the Lord said, it's a word for me, it's a word for these guys, but I really believe it's a word for all of us. That it's time to just shift a little bit. To just change your posture. Those things where we just tolerated sin in our life, the Lord said it's time to lay them down and to focus our eyes on Him. And then I just started thinking about 2 Chronicles where it says, what if my people pray? And the Lord just saying, what if everybody just shifts a little? What if we focus our eyes on the Lord? Well, He gives a prophetic promise. He said, I'm going to rend the heavens and heal your land. Well, I want healing. I want to see our land healed, but there's people I want to see healed. I mean, the Lord said, lean in a little bit. And He's given us a promise that He's going to heal our land. And Lord just, I mean, y'all, it just was like a ton. All weekend I kept thinking about that. And it changed my place of worship. When I got in there to worship, I was no longer looking around the room and seeing who's there and, you know, that kind of stuff you do running in and out. I just started focusing on the Lord, just putting my eyes, gazing on the Lord. And the kids did too. We talked about it a little bit, but they just started even more. And they already loved the Lord. We love the Lord. But He said, I want a little bit more. I need a little bit more. And as the focus came in, man, the atmosphere in the room changed. And I don't know about y'all, but what if all of us just shifted just a little bit and focused our eyes on the Lord? What would the atmosphere in here be like? What would it be like? I don't even think we can imagine what all the Lord would do. And when He just gave that word, I knew it was for myself, but I just knew it was for other people too. So I just wanted to just share that this morning. And say this, if you're at a place today where you're going, I want more from the Lord, I need a fresh filling, I need a fresh anointing. You know, last time we came back from the ramp, I had people that would come up to me and say, I want what they have. Now, listen to me. What they have is awesome, but you want what Jesus has. You know, you want what Jesus has. You don't want what we have because it's not perfect, right? You want what the Lord has for you, and you want all of it. But I'm telling you, they carry an anointing today to pray for you, to give you a fresh feeling, to give you just a fresh perspective. If you're going, that's me, and I just want to lean in a little more, and I'm not quite sure how to do that, and I've got some things that are holding me back, there's an anointing on these guys today to pray for you to see some chains broken, to see some things fall off, because y'all, we experienced it all weekend. All weekend long, every one of them have a story that they can tell you. All weekend long, they were telling me about things the Lord was setting them free from. Well, what was happening? He was breaking chains, and they were leaning in a little bit more. And they were leaning in a little bit more. So I just encourage you today, if you need prayer of any kind, let them pray for you. Let them pray for you and expect the Lord to come and do, and just to do something. You know, last night when we gathered as a youth group and prayed at the end, The Lord just started, I mean, it was just so cool. We started, I prayed for them, and then they started calling out people who needed prayer. They started calling out friends who are walking in darkness, and they started declaring over their friends and their family that light be brought in. They started declaring over people here in this church that you probably don't even know they know your name. They started declaring healing over you, asking the Lord to send angels to minister to you. So it won't shock me if the Lord didn't heal some people last night, because probably for over an hour, they just prayed for people in this church, people in this city. It was just, and they just carry a spirit today to set people on fire. So I just want to encourage you to please just jump in the river. Jump in the river with them.
Let me just share a couple of quick things. One is, anybody has any concern, like, well, that's so good, they had an encounter, but what about like living that life and serving? Of course, that's what it's all about, right? But filling helps us do that supernaturally. Amen. These kids are going to help serve at Lazarus this weekend. It's part of that expression. Understand, that's my whole life is about walking this thing out daily, right? But we know, we've talked this before, the same people got filled with Spirit in Acts chapter 2, got filled with Spirit in Acts chapter 4. Five different times it says Peter, having just been filled with Spirit. That's biblical. Alrighty? So here's the thing. We're a charismatic church. Unapologetically, bug-eyed, go for it. Alrighty? If you've been coming here for a while and hadn't sorted that out yet, you might want to sort that out. Samuel was grieving because Saul turned out not very well, and he was the one who anointed him. And in 1 Samuel 16 it says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve over Saul? Since I have rejected him from being king over Israel, fill your horn with oil and go. And I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have selected a king for myself among his sons." And his word for Samuel is, where you're at is not in a good place. Stop it. Stop grieving over this thing and fill your horn with oil and go. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He fills us so that we can go. Into all the world. Into the world you live in. Right? And so he goes. And he's with Jesse. And the story there. But it says, "So they sent and brought David in. He was ruddy," which means he had red complexion and red hair. Of course he did. Jesus sits on the throne of a redhead through all eternity. "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of God came mightily upon David. He told Samuel, fill your horn with oil and go. And he carried anointing to anoint David, this young man." You get the point? So I always want to take advantage of people with a fresh anointing. And the Lord filled their horn with oil. They've come back here. Let's give them an opportunity. If you're at that place where you would like for them to pray for you now. How's this all going to work out? I don't know. We're charismatics. So we'll figure out Eucharist at the end somehow, some way. But this is more important than any other routine. Amen? So what I want you guys to do is go on the other side of the altar rail, but like you're at, where you're at. So we have space. I need some men who will be dedicated to helping. Spirit-inspired catchers. Come here, Aaron. Let me give you a quick class.